This is the HopeCast Network, stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
My name is Brad, and this is your weekly calling. Have you guys been? I have missed you for the last couple weeks. Some of you that are loyal listeners probably noticed we played a couple repeats. You know, it's a lot of work. I lead this network. I produce a lot of the shows. I love the HopeCast Network. It's a great thing. But you know what? You got to have balance, listeners. You can't have too much on one side and not enough on the other. And I am trying to balance some things. So I was like, I'm going to take a couple weeks off. I'm going to play a couple repeats, ones I like, ones I think you like. And I chose to do that. But it got me to thinking. Today, I want to talk about how we need to stop hustling and we need to start trusting. But before I get to that, I want to thank the HopeCast Network. I want to please remind you, hey, if you like this show, make sure you go on iTunes, Spotify, leave us a 5-star review. Let us know how much you like us. You know, you can go on the website, thehopecastnetwork.com. You can leave us a voicemail. I will play it on here. So if you leave me a voicemail, I will play it. But with all that being said, let's get to today's devotional. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Let's be real. We live in a world that glorifies the grind. We post it, we wear it, we even brag about it. We brag about being exhausted. It almost becomes like a topper. You know, we call them Tommy Toppers in my house. You know, my wife's a Tommy Topper. I mean, don't tell her I said that, but she is. If I say something, she wants to top me. But here's the truth. Burnout is not a badge of honor. Somewhere along the way, we started believing that rest is something you earn instead of something you need. But when Jesus said, "Come to me and I'll give you rest," he wasn't talking about a vacation or a nap. No, he was offering soul level rest. That kind doesn't depend on your workload, calendar, or caffeine intake. It doesn't depend on any of that. Think about this. Even God rested. The creator of the universe, the one who literally spoke galaxies into existence, took a break. I'm going to take you guys back to 2017. I had this wild, crazy idea. I'm going to go back to college. Now, in doing so, I was like, I'm already planning a church with my best buddy, Trent. How am I going to do this? So I was delivering mail. I was in school full time. I was church planning. So I was getting up every morning at 4:30 because I wanted to get my schoolwork done. By the time I went into work at 8 a.m., I would carry mail till about 6. I would come home. I would spend time with my family. I would do.
Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a HopeCast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the HopeCast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network. And if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
Any church work that needed to get done, and I would go to bed. I was exhausted. I needed rest. And I remember the day I graduated college. It was so freeing because I'm like, you know what? I don't have to get up early anymore. I can do whatever I want. And that's just not the case. You know, you have other things. The problem is we fill things up, right? But there was a moment where I remember going, there's only so much blood you can bleed from me. I'm so exhausted. I'm tired of holding these plates. I needed to rest. And just like God rested, I needed to rest. He rested to show us how to rest. Think about that for a moment. Rest isn't lazy. It's holy. It's a declaration that says, I'm not holding the world together. God is. So what does rest look like today? Well, putting your phone down for an hour, not scrolling. We talked about this in our growth group at church. You know, there's an app called Bible Mode. I recommend you buy this app. It's free. Well, it's a yearly thing of like $40, but I did it. It's great. You have to do a devotional just to unlock your phone, like the apps, not your whole phone. You'll get phone calls. I'm telling you, it's amazing. Go on Bible Mode and then add me as a follower. I'll follow you back. Also, saying no to something good so you can say yes to something better. I was always taught this early in ministry. If I say yes to something, I have to say no to something else. Letting yourself enjoy the moment instead of planning the next one. I struggle with that too, listeners. Sometimes I am already planning what I need to do when I'm in the moment. Don't do that. Spend 10 minutes in silence before your day starts instead of scrolling. That takes me back to the Bible Mode, right? Rest isn't about just stopping. It's about realigning. When you rest, you remember who's actually in control, and it's not you. This week, I want you to schedule rest like it's a meeting, because it is. Block out time to breathe, pray, and just be. No agenda, no to-do list, just space to let God remind you that you are more than productivity. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the listeners. Thank you for the Hopecast Network. Thank you for giving us a chance to rest, Lord. I pray this week we see it and we take it. We rest, Lord. We rest our mind. We rest our body. We rest our soul, Lord. Just bring rest. Give us 10 minutes of not scrolling, Lord. I pray that we commit to the doing things like the Bible Mode, which will help us, Lord. Thank you so much for all your many blessings in your holy name. Amen. Hey, guys, my name is Brad, and that was your weekly calling.